the charm. All that was missing was a moat filled with alligators and a sign that said in big red letters, "Attention, you are now approaching the U.S. consulate in Istanbul. Any sudden movements and you will be shot without warning. All visitors welcome." They could have filmed the Turkish prison movie Midnight Express there. But here's a hard truth. Some U.S. diplomats are probably alive today thanks to this fortress. Because on November 20th, 2003, as President George W. Bush was in London meeting with then Prime Minister Tony Blair, and about 6 months after the new U.S. consulate in Istanbul had been opened, Turkish Muslim terrorists detonated truck bombs at the HSBC Bank and the British consulate in Istanbul, killing 30 people, including Britain's consul general, and wounding at least 400 others. The bomb-ravaged British mission was just a short walk from the Palazzo Corpi. One of the terrorists captured after the attack reportedly told Turkish police that his group had wanted to blow up the new U.S. consulate, but when they checked out the facility in Istinye, they found it impregnable. A senior U.S. diplomat in Istanbul told me more of the story. According to Turkish security officials, the terrorists said the new U.S. consulate was so secure, they don't